It was a life well lived.
This is Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio.
Story time. The reason I was gone on Thursday and Friday of last week is I had to go to a funeral in Ohio, which was quite the haul drive-wise, but my grandmother passed away. Mm-hmm. She was 93, and she lived a life of service to her family and others. She had 9 children. And just to know how prolific that is, we ended up with 27 grandchildren, 56 great-grandchildren and they're not done. They're still coming. But it was a great weekend of hearing beautiful stories about grandma, about her cooking. Like, I can still taste her applesauce. It's amazing. Mm. And her cinnamon rolls are legendary. And just how she was always welcoming and she was always practicing her gifts of hospitality. But I think the moment that stuck out to me the most was at the funeral. It was after each of the families got up to go up and pay their last respects to grandma, who isn't there anymore. It's just her body, her shell. She's gone on to glory. She's celebrating with Jesus. And then finally, grandpa got up and he went up there with his walker. He's also 93. And he looked at her and he put a hand on her face. And he stepped back and walked away. And you see, it's because he knows that we have a hope. We do not treat life as if there's no beyond. He knows he'll see her soon, and he's looking forward to that. And I just want to say that grandma truly was beautiful from the inside out. Thanks for listening to Kinship Radio.